Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We got a live podcast coming up, along with some music from our buddies Blue House, some comedy from our friend Nick Allen, our colleague, Nick Allen, and our friend Richard Reese. And I don't know if I have the information here. I think I got it.
What do you need?
Oh, here
to
it
know.
Is. Here it is. Okay, good.
Saturday, September 4th.
Yep. Tickets are on sale now. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Sumter Amphitheater, Papillion, Nebraska. 42 degrees. Outdoor end of summer event.
Yeah, it starts at 7 o'clock that night, Saturday the 4th. For your Husker fans, you guys play at 11. You beat some crappy team at 11 o'clock, so come on out. Live comedy, Richard Reese and Nick Allen. We're gonna Zoom call up, hopefully with Lewis Black and Frank Caliendo.
Yeah,
right?
We got those.
Caliendo's coming to town, by the way.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
he is.
Is he gonna stop in or not?
I think so. When I was emailing with him, he was like, "Yeah, I'm getting back on the road. Maybe I'll come and see you guys." And then now he's got a date.
I saw he's got a date at the Funny Bone coming up before our live podcast too. Actually,
yes.
So
18 and older.
Yeah, because there's going to be also booze and food trucks will be there. It's a great outdoor venue. Travel. Come on up for that. Pushin mentioned some T95 listeners are going to come up. But, yeah, tickets are available right now on the Z92 app. Or just go to TNTRadioEmpire.com. That involves everybody then. TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Start at $20.
$20.
Yeah. Saturday, September 4th, Sumter Amphitheater.
Live podcast. A couple podcasts, actually. You know, we'll be able to have some fun.
Yeah, if you can't make it, you can download it as a podcast later, but we'd love it if you could make it.
Blue House will be playing. It'll be fun. Yeah.
You may remember the Iowa man found with firearms in his Chicago hotel.
Yeah.
He was arrested and charged with two felony counts of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. It was the 4th of July weekend. An employee of the W Hotel reported seeing a handgun and a rifle with a scope and ammunition in this guy's room. The room reportedly had a view of the Navy Pier in Lake Michigan where crowds were gathering, of course, over the 4th of July weekend.
Right.
So Sun-Times reports that officials believe they had stopped a tragedy before it happened on a holiday weekend, referring back to the Las Vegas mass shooting back in 2017.
Yeah, people forget about that.
Yeah. So this guy was reportedly staying in the hotel with his girlfriend and a couple of kids. The Sun-Times reported that one officer chastised this guy for not properly researching the hotel, which prohibited firearms before arriving with his guns. Officers could be heard on video remarking that it could have been a Las Vegas thing.
He's just an idiot. The guys that went to the big city have guns with them.
He told police the whole incident was an accident. In his rush to pack his gun range bag for the trip, he mistakenly believed his guns, his handgun, and his rifle with a scope were not in his bag.
Well, they probably investigated him more. Do they believe him?
He found the weapons in the bag when the family was preparing to go to the beach, took them out there, and left them in the hotel room. That's where the employee found them. He said he didn't mean to startle anybody.
Doesn't matter. He did.
I'm sorry.
You're an idiot.
How do you not know if a gun is in your stuff?
When you open up your bag, you see the gun. If you want to use the bag to pack, you take the guns out.
That means you're an irresponsible gun owner and you can't have one.
Thank you.
You shouldn't have one. If you don't know it's there, you're an idiot and you don't deserve a gun.
Unfortunately, a lot of politicians don't care if you're an idiot. Keep the guns.
You don't deserve a gun if you don't know if you have it.
Exactly. I'm with you. You know I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but some would argue with you, Craig.
If you don't know if you have a gun, You should not have one.
Well, you're making...
Now, we all know whether or not we have a gun on us right now.
Yep.
All of us in this room know whether or not we do.
That's right. I'm not sure.
Yep.
I might. I don't know.
And we choose not to have them in many cases.
But
if you don't know whether or not you have a gun, you don't deserve one.
They're going to charge this guy. They should still charge him.
To make
example of the douchebag.
It's still
I got my love gun on me, but that's I'm packing
Stop
it every day.
Stop with the common sense stuff, Craig. That doesn't fly anymore.
No, you're right.
So is this guy lying?
We're post-common sense.
We really are.
So we don't even know if this guy's lying.
No, we don't. They probably investigated his past, and he might just be a dumbass and not a danger.
He's certainly a dumbass.
Well, he's definitely a dumbass.
You don't have to investigate very hard for that.
You're right.
Certainly a dumbass.
Yep.
But most guys who do the mass shooting don't check in with their family. So
yeah, no, but you might
maybe
be,
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Might be the perfect cover.
You're don't care.
He's still an idiot.
He's got his guns hanging out on the ledge.
Right.
That he didn't know he had.
He's a dumbass.
So what, he just
like a lot of gun owners.
They're sitting on the bed?
No, it's right down the ledge of the window.
Yeah, which would mean you have
they're looking down on the people gathering.
Right.
And somebody walked in and said, "Hey, there's the guns there." That's probably not cool.
No, it's not.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Officials are monitoring more than 200 people across the United States who are possibly exposed to monkeypox.
Oh, I did see that.
After a person from Nigeria returned to the U.S. in July, the CDC, working with local authorities in 27 states who may have come in contact with this person who flew into Dallas after a trip to Nigeria, people who are being monitored include anyone who sat within 6 feet of the infected person, flight attendants, and people who may have used the same cabin lavatory or bathroom.
Or lavatory.
Yeah, pisser. Hopper.
So be on the lookout for monkeypox.
Will that kill you?
Doesn't sound good.
It was first discovered in 1958 after outbreaks of a pox-like disease infected monkeys kept for research. Walk down the street,
get funny. So, monkeypox. That would suck. Yeah, I'm on a flight with a guy with monkeypox. Great. I got vaccinated from COVID. For COVID, though, I'm cool there. But now I got monkeypox coming out my ass. What's that do to you? Is it like chicken pox, only monkeys?
It's a pox.
Yeah.
A pox upon your house or something. Yeah,
that's
know.
It.
Right. A monkey pox upon your house.
Right. Yeah.
You get the aches and the chills.
Got it.
All the things that are associated
in the morning.
With a pox of any kind.
I saw there was like somebody died of the plague in Colorado last week. And it's like, what the? Yeah. Are we living in the dark ages again?
Well, we are when it comes to... 40% of the people. Yeah,
I know. I know the plague is it's something that it still does exist. But, you know, it's not going to wipe out half the earth like it did back in the day. No. But still, it's just weird to see the headline of she died of the plague.
Just to put a finer point on this, a pox, P POX is any of several viral diseases producing a rash of pimples that become pus-filled and leave pock marks on healing.
Oh, yeah. That's what chicken pox would
do. Chicken pox? Yeah. Your monkey pox?
We got vaccinated for chicken pox back in the day.
Yes.
So you idiots aren't vaccinated. You got a ton of vaccines in your body already. So if you're not vaccinated for COVID, you're just dumb.
Well, that's because chicken pox is made up in the first place.
So is polio.
Oh, that too, sure.
Yeah. Measles, yeah.
Yeah, chickenpox, for instance, is rare in the United States, and the number one reason for that?
Vaccines.
Vaccines.
Yep.
Kids don't get to go to a chickenpox party anymore.
No, they don't. Monkeypox party were better, by the way, because monkeys were there.
I got taken to a chickenpox party.
I'd rather be at a monkey party than a chicken party.
Yeah.
Monkeys not for eating more, purposes.
A little more fun than chicken.
Yeah, they're more fun. You had to go to a chicken pox party?
Oh, yeah. I remember when
you were little. Okay.
When I was a kid. Yeah. Like, hey, they got some other friend's kids got chicken pox. Let's go play with them. Oh, just get it over with.
We just went to chicken parties. There was no pox. Just a lot of chickens.
I was probably 5 or 6, I think. I don't know. I wasn't that old.
I remember that. Your mom and I had plans. Sorry.
You're
I'm
not.
Sorry. Yeah.
You're not. Sorry. You're not.
Your dad's, and when he says
your
plans.
Your dad's going to kick my ass someday.
He's not.
I know he's not.
And when he says plans.
Well, we winged it. So there wasn't any plans, you know. We knew what the ending was going to be.
Oh, happy.
Everybody was going to be happy.
Group.
They were just at my house on Saturday.
I feel bad about that.
You don't.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
Did she ask about us?
Telling that. Been having a relationship with your mom since I met you. That's a long
21
time.
Years.
21 years. That joke's been gone.
21
on.
Years.
I don't see it stopping.
I know. I don't either. There's only one thing that's going to stop that. The same thing
that
stopped every mom joke around here.
That's true. That's true.
And hopefully that doesn't happen anytime soon.
I hope so. Right. I definitely hope that. Yeah.
Now, when you see her, you'll feel bad for like a minute. And then once you get back on the air. Yeah. It's the same old.
Same old. Right.
I don't expect it to stop.
I don't either, by the way. Stop teeing it up, man. Stop it. Been off the air a week. I got a million of them. We're live,
no
by the
kidding.
Way. We're live now. We're live today.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nick will be back. Speaking of monkeypox and COVID, Nick was in COVID Central.
Oh, was he?
Now, he's vaccinated, but he was down at the Lake of the Ozarks, man. He took all kinds of pictures, you know. Good looking. But, yeah, he was to find out what it was like to be in the land of the stupid.
I'm really curious what the vaccination rate was where I was hanging out. Because that's Trump country. Central Wisconsin.
Yeah, well, yeah, I understand. What I'm trying to say about this, though, is that I hate to say in defense, but I do know a lot of Republicans that are vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
To me, it's the really, really dumb Trumpers.
More of them are coming out.
Which, by the way, is redundant, a dumb Trumper.
Yeah. More of them are coming out and saying, no, it's just common sense.
Yes.
The ones that were holding back.
The ones that started it.
Even Scalise is coming out. He's one of the idiots.
Even now he got his, right?
Yeah,
McConnell
I got
Hannity.
Mine.
Yeah, Hannity.
Yeah, Hannity. Well, he walked back that back of skosh, I heard.
Oh, did he?
Well, he kept saying, go see your doctor. No, the doctors will tell you to get a vaccine.
Most.
Do your own investigation, that kind of crap.
No, your investigation sucks. Just listen to your doctor.
They showed a 34-year-old man, probably not even a Trumper. He's an African-American guy. I'm not saying they aren't Trumpers, but he's just an anti-vaxxer. He was posting about he's not going to get I got 99 problems, and one of them's not the vax. That was one of his tweets. He's dead.
Mm.
Died of COVID.
Yeah.
Are they having trouble with any NFL teams?
Yeah, the Colts are below. First of all, demand it. There was a bunch of stupid tweets over the week, last week we were gone, about some players saying, who was it?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins. Oh. I might not question my time in the NFL. What are you going to get paid for, dude?
You're one of the highest paid receivers in the league.
Right.
You ain't walking away from a $20 million paycheck.
They're not going to you could forfeit a game. That's it, forfeit.
Right. That disappoints me because DeAndre Hopkins is a smart guy.
Well, apparently he's
obviously not.
He's not.
No, this is a litmus test.
Right.
And I will say that I'm happy to
there's
see.
There's some NFL teams are about 80-85%, I read.
Yeah.
But they're still not enough. How about your douchebag assistant coach? Just losing a gig. Just, I'm going to be out of work now.
Later.
Yeah, right. Get
good
rid of
riddance.
Them. They should do it to players because it should not just be a primary staff, which is coaching staff and trainers. It should be players. But they'll fight it.
Well, yeah. they have a union.
Right.
You know?
Right. No, but the NFL has sent a message.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and so has college football.
Right. Oh, yeah.
More than suggesting.
You're forfeiting it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Here the SEC president right. said, we're not going to be rescheduling these things. If you have an outbreak and you can't play,
right.
forfeit.
Right.
You're done.
Well, the NFL, same thing. They got no wiggle room.
No,
they're not going to make an extra week.
Nope.
To make up any games.
They did say only if the teams would fall in the same bye week. Other than that, it's a forfeit.
They said if they can reschedule it within the structure of the 18-week season.
Right. Yeah.
They will do that.
Which would be very rare.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Yeah, forfeits. You're done.
Can you imagine being on a team?
And you know what? Maybe we're mad. I watch sports all week. We all probably just watch a lot of TV since we're off. One of them was some guy was saying, all these guys have vaccines were saying, well, I respect my opinions. The other guys don't want to get it. No.
Stop
dumb,
that.
Dumb jocks,
no.
man. Just dumb jocks.
Well, and the biggest thing with the NFL is if one team causes the forfeit, both teams lose their game check.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Both teams don't get paid that week.
Right. Good.
Yeah. So that put the pressure on the dumb players.
We all did the right thing for so long. I know some people, we found out, now that we're out and about, we found out a lot of people we know didn't do the right thing. But there's no vaccine. If you're not vaccinated, you're not in this studio. You're not. Not that everybody's allowed in the studio anyway, but, you know.
A Utah company that customizes guns, maybe you saw the picture of this, has pulled a controversial kit from shelves. Culper Precision created a kit called the Block 19 that allowed a gun owner to make their firearm look like it was made out of Legos.
I did see that.
I saw that.
Yeah, that was very dangerous. That is also stupid.
Gun control groups did not care for that.
No.
Especially if you step on the Lego gun. That hurts.
There have been kids shot by cops and other things just holding up a squirt gun looks like a gun. And a guy could make a Lego gun and, oh, that's just Legos, and it shoots you in the head. Can't we agree on that? Guns shouldn't look like toys? Let's agree on that, maybe.
Unless they're a toy gun.
But even then, they stop making a lot of those anymore.
Go find a toy gun in a store now.
Yeah, try to find one now. They don't have them anymore.
Squirt guns, maybe.
Maybe a squirt
gun. Or Nerf guns.
A squirt gun's got a little thing on the end.
Yeah. And Nerf guns you can find.
Yeah,
our super soakers are pretty distinctive looking.
Yeah. It'd be like making an AK-47 like a super soaker. It would be.
Yeah.
You don't want to step on the Lego.
No.
Apparently, those stackable bricks, Lego walks is a thing. Stepping barefoot on a pile or a path of Legos.
Walking across a hotbed of coals.
It's not good enough.
Some kind of rite of passage.
Stepping barefoot on a pile or path of Legos, usually of all different sizes.
Oh, wow.
What for?
Started to pop up on YouTube several years ago.
Oh, it's a challenge thing.
I remember seeing a video here recently of some dude like walking or like at an easy jog on a treadmill.
Yeah.
And his buddy standing in front of it with a bucket of Legos and just dumps the bucket of Legos on the treadmill. I mean, they knew it was happening.
They were doing it as a stunt, but still.
My God, the pain.
Todd wouldn't even see it. He'd be walking backwards. You couldn't see it.
No, I wouldn't be walking backwards for long.
No, you wouldn't.
I would go down.
You'd be going down goes Todd.
And then you'd have Legos embedded in your ass.
And I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, you say that like it's a bad thing.
You used to have Legos, puss.
Oh, yeah.
At your mom's house. Speaking of embedded in your ass.
There are... records of Lego walking.
How far?
Distance?
Well, let's see. One I got, it started off at about 120 feet, then it moved up to 147, and less than a month later, it was over 1,200 feet.
Nah, man.
The record now almost maybe almost 3,000 feet.
I knew kids when I was growing up who could walk around on the gravel with no shoes
on. Yeah.
Like, and I was never that dude.
I knew kids, yeah.
I need some shoes.
Yeah. People that walk around in bare feet all the time. And I used to, I remember that happened a lot back in the day. I never was one of those kind of guys either. Their feet were just leather on the bottom, so they could probably pull this off.
One guy who was preparing for his second Lego walk said it hurts so bad there's no practice. Sideshow cabaret performer Bazoo the Clown, a man who juggles balls made of barbed wire and lets people staple dollar bills to his chest.
Yeah.
Said that he tells people all the time that walking on Legos actually hurts more than walking on broken glass.
Really?
Yeah, well, Bazoo the Clown would know.
And clown is C-L-O-U-N.
Gotcha.
I mean, K-L-O-U-N.
Oh.
Wow, he's crazy.
He's crazy clown.
That guy is nuts.
Don't mess with him. I can see the edges. Probably worse than glass.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You catch one of those when you're not expecting it walking across the house, you go down.
Yep. They'll cut you.
We're live. July 26, 2021. Monday.
No, Lord.
Back live. No, Lord.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.